Welcome to Soybean Minute.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Rob Rose of Wimbledon. Drought triggers spider mite outbreaks in soybean crops. Soybean plant tissue also becomes a more attractive food source for mites under drought stress conditions. Spider mites typically infest the edges of a field, so producers should scout there first to determine if mites are present. A quick sampling procedure is to hold a piece of white paper below the leaves and then hit the leaves to dislodge the mites. The mites will appear as tiny dust specks that move. Soybeans are most susceptible to damage during the full pod through beginning seed stages. Spider mites can cause reduced pod set, seed number, and seed size in soybeans. Products labeled for mite control often do not give adequate control, so mite populations may rebound quickly to pre-treatment levels or higher. Be sure to continue scouting after treatment. For more information, contact your local NDSU Extension agent.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson in for Mick Care this week. Mick will be back with us next week as I hit the road, and I'll be heading down to the Minnesota Farm Fest in, Redwood County, Redwood Falls County, and we'll be enjoying our stay down there. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it certainly turns into an agriculture world when Minnesota Farm Fest, which was canceled last year, but goes August, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Interesting case. I always hate to hear this, but it happens from time to time, and a reward is now being offered for the arrest and conviction of the person or persons involved in a cattle shooting case that happened recently in Kidder County. And we just want to get the word out about this. So if anybody knows anything, they can certainly pass along information. But right now we're going to bring in the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Chief Brand Inspector Blaine Northrup. Blaine, first of all, thank you for taking the time to come on and talk to us about what happened.
Thank you for having me.
Blaine, why don't you, if you can, maybe just kind of go through what we can. I did qualify this earlier to kind of tease that what we're doing here today, it is an active investigation, so we're not going to get too far into the weeds, but what information can you pass along to us?
We had two cows, heifer shot over near Dawson, North Dakota. When the incident happened, we had a vet. Vet went out and looked at it at the cabin right away, and X-rayed, and there's no question about it. The cattle had projectiles in them, so there's definitely, it is what we thought it was.
Okay.
So from there, we just started the investigation and following up on leads. But we're, like I said, we put the $24,000 reward out, up to $24,000 reward out for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the people or person responsible for this.
Okay.
And we are still actively investigating, trying to sort this out. And
okay.
I guess the biggest question we have is why.
I mean,
this is a senseless act of for someone to shoot someone's property or his life.
Okay, and I want to ask you now: are we talking two basically cows? Is that correct that were shot, or was
yes,
there more?
Two cows.
Okay,
two cows, two separate owners.
Oh, two separate owners. Okay, so
yes.
To clarify, you've got two different locations, too. Is that right? Dawson and Tappan areas? So was there one in each one?
Two separate locations, and they're not very far from each other.
Okay. Just a side question here. Where these cattle were found, were they out in the middle of nowhere? Were they out in the middle of pasture land, or were they somewhat near a road?
Well, they were in pasture land alongside a road.
Okay, so it was something that is fairly close. Again, with the information and the reward for anybody that may have information that may be listening or maybe saw something, when or who should they contact for this? Should they call the sheriff's department or should they call you?
They can call either. Call me or call the Kidder County Sheriff's Department if they have any information that could help us.
Okay, and the other question would be, and maybe you said this a little bit, but clarification of like a timeline of maybe when somebody would have saw something, is there a specific day then maybe somewhat of a time range that's been figured out, or is it still too hard to figure that out?
The first one, we're pretty positive it happened on July 24th, and the second one was soon after that.
Okay, very good. Well, Blaine, any other information that we can give out? We'll give the phone numbers here in a minute, but anything else you want to put out there?
Not right now, no, but we sure like information so we can get this taken care of. I mean, this, like I said, is just senseless. We want that person responsible or hurt people responsible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who did it, so.
Okay. Well, Blaine, thank you for coming on and just giving us the details. It's always good to hear from people that are in that area, and we'll go through all the information and we'll pass along the phone numbers. But thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Again, that is the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Chief Brand Inspector Blaine Northrup. And if you have any information, you're around that area, maybe saw something suspicious, maybe you saw a vehicle that was parked and strange behavior, you can certainly call Blaine at 701-223-2522. Or you can call the Kidder County Sheriff's Office at 701-475-2422.